Hello again, Cal Banyan back with another podcast. I'm author, writer, and hypnotherapist, the developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System and 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. For more information about scripts, books, CDs, videotapes, all that kind of stuff, you got to visit our websites. The way to go is calbanyan.com, that's my blog, hypnosiscenter.com for information about classes, and www.banyanhypnosismall.com. for all kinds of hypnosis information, products, training materials by many of the leaders in the field of hypnosis, not just little old me. All right, I've got someone really special here this time. I want to introduce Maureen. She is the key person here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Inc. In all truth, there'd be no center if it wasn't for her. She is the general manager of the center and the director of admissions of our school. Every year at the NGH convention over the last 2 or 3 years, she gives a very popular talk on how to book appointments. The name of it this year is Imagine a Thriving Hypnotherapy Practice by Using a Proven Telephone Strategy, How to Answer the Phone and Book Clients with Confidence and Ease. And Maureen will talk and give this talk for free this year at the convention. So if you're interested in being there for that talk, or you're going to be there and you want to make sure you're registered, because registering in advance is the only way you can be sure you can get in for this talk, is to call the NGH. Their number is 603-429-9438. Again, that's 603-429-9438. Or visit their website at www.ngh.net. Speaking of the NGH, I'll be offering 3 talks, 2 talks and a certification course. The first talk is How to Go Full-Time in Hypnotism, Application of the Banyan Star Business Model for Building a Highly Profitable Practice. The second one is Inside Secrets for Age Regression, time-tested techniques that get to the cause of the problem and bring about permanent change. And that's what our clients want. And third, let me tell you, it's the Week of Power. You've heard about it. The Week of Power is advanced hypnotherapy certification with 5-Path and 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. If you're already certified in hypnotism or hypnotherapy and you're ready to bring yourself to the next level, I hope you'll attend that workshop and get your certification. Enough about me. Today, Maureen is going to briefly share with you all just a few of the most important things that you can do to get callers to book appointments with you on the phone right then, so that you can have clients that are ready to do change and build your center or build your hypnosis practice. So, Maureen, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here.
Let me ask you a couple questions. How long have you been teaching people to book appointments?
I've been doing this for, I would say, as long as we've been training, 7-8 years, and then we've been in business for 10. So I've started training our receptionists with this for about 9-10 years now. And then after that, when we started training, then I started teaching it to our grads.
And you also give a longer version of this talk at the convention and also to our hypnotherapy certification students, isn't that right?
That's correct.
What kind of feedback do you get from that talk? What do they say?
Oh, everyone that comes to my talk or, you know, listens to me in the class, it's just wonderful information, because those are things that people don't talk about, or, you know, whatever trainings you go to, they don't tell you how to answer those calls.
I think that's one of the differences between a lot of schools and our school, is that we not just train them how to do hypnosis, we teach them how to do hypnotherapy, and we teach them and give them the support they need after they graduate. Now, you also have a longer version of this talk in this, is it called the business pack?
That's right, the business pack.
Okay, good. Tell us a little bit about the business pack.
Well, the business pack is basically a recording of a talk that I give to our certification courses, and it covers, you know, answering the phone, how to answer the phone. So that's on a CD. And then there is also a CD-ROM that has all the templates of all the forms that we use at our center so that, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel again.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I've seen the feedback from that. People are so appreciative they don't have to just start over. In fact, the business pack is almost like an outline of how to set up and run an office, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, well, let's get on with the information here. So someone calls. We're going to talk about what you do say and what you don't say. What shouldn't the hypnotherapist or the receptionist say to that person that calls?
Well, the most important thing to remember when these calls come in is do not tell them how much and how long, because those are the common questions you're going to get. So do not answer those questions immediately.
But you do answer them eventually, right?
Yes, I do. The idea about not answering those questions right away is because you want to get a chance to build some rapport and also get to tell them a little bit about your services and educate them about what you have to offer before you tell them the cost.
Ah, it's like I always say, people only value what they put time, money, or effort into. And when people call, they've got a problem. A lot of people like to talk about the problem. So if you give them the opportunity to talk about that problem, then they're investing some time and some effort with you. And then if they call someone else, they're going to be less likely to want to go through that whole story again. Is that right?
Exactly right. This is what we've found. What we found is if you engage them in conversation, listen to their problems, listen to whatever issues that they have. And, you know, most people usually will be calling around the area to see, you know, who's a good fit for them or checking on prices. And most of the time they'll come back to us. And this is what they tell us. I'm coming back to you because you spent so much time with me and you were such a patient listener and I really want to see you.
So they'll book an appointment with one of our hypnotherapists because they liked you so much, right?
Exactly.
Now, I'm in the next office, so I hear you on those conversations sometimes, and you're just really a master at turning these strangers into, you know, almost friends. Can you give us a couple of tips on how to get people to start relating to you and trusting you and stuff like that?
You know, I think one of the most important things that, you know, you just really have to listen. You know, most important thing is to listen. Listen to people, to what they have to say. They'll relate to you, too. Take some time because people want to know that you care. The sincerity part is what they can feel through the phone. And that's really, really important.
Okay, so if I'm understanding right, the person calls, they don't really know what else to ask, so they say, how many sessions will it help me to take for me to lose weight or stop smoking or get over my fear of spiders? And how much does it cost? And then you try not to answer that right away and you segue them away from that by saying, oh, well, what do you want to work on, right?
Exactly. What I usually do is when they say, how much and how long are your sessions? Then I say, well, what would you like us to help you with?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I let them tell me whatever those issues are. Then I give them an idea of, the number of sessions it's going to take, how long are sessions, and how often we need to see them, and things like that.
I hear you telling them about our services. How do you fit that in there? You give them a spiel, so to speak, of how we do things.
Okay, for example, if someone calls and I ask them what issue and they say, oh, I'd like to lose some weight. Okay, what my standard answer always is, and I train people to say that, is great. We do that all the time. Or that's easy. We do that all the time. And then I say that typically the program that we offer for weight loss takes anywhere between 4 to 6 sessions. On average, most people will need about maybe 5. However, everyone is different. So, you know, depending on the issues you have, you may need additional sessions. And then I tell them how long each session is going to last when they come in and how often we book those sessions for.
Beautiful. Let me ask you something. So that's a real popular one. That's weight loss. And we have kind of an interesting approach to doing stop smoking sessions here. We have our 2 session and we have also our more therapeutic approach. And so can you tell us a little bit about how you explain that to potential clients?
Okay. Now that's going to be another popular issue that people will call you about is to stop smoking. I tell them is that we have a couple of programs that we offer, and it just all depends on how long they've been smoking. I just need to ask them a few more questions about their smoking habit. And so I tell them we have two programs. There's a two-session program that's designed for the person that smoked for 10 years or less, and it's just been a kind of a habit thing. And there's the other one where they have smoked 10 years and much longer, and they've had difficulty trying to quit. And that's what we call more of the therapeutic program, and that takes anywhere between 4 to 6 sessions.
Now, is the only determining factor how long they've smoked, or is there any other factor?
Not really. You know, they could have smoked a short time too, but they may have tried quitting many times. But the question I usually ask them is, have they tried to quit smoking before? And if they did, how did it go for them?
Do you ever ask them the question of what was it like after they quit smoking? And how is that used as a determining factor?
Usually do, I'll follow that up after they tell me that they've quit, you know, they've tried to quit before, and how did it go for them, and how long, and how did it affect them, what made them go back to smoking again. And if they tell me that it caused them to be too anxious, too upset, or too emotional, that's why they got back to smoking again, that usually kind of tells me that they need the therapeutic approach.
How do you break it to them? I mean, here's this two systems where they can do 2 sessions, or they can go 5, 6 sessions. How do you break it to them that they need the longer one?
Well, what I do is, if they tell me that it's been just too emotional every time they try to quit and they always got to go back to smoking, I go into this, being a smoker isn't really about the cigarettes. The cigarettes basically become their best friend. They've been smoking for so long, it's become their best friend. So trying to give it up is what's the most difficult part, because we find that with hypnosis, it's very easy to get the person to physically stop smoking. But the problem is the mental, emotional tie they have through that cigarette for so long. And that's what's got the hook in them. And that's why I recommend the therapeutic technique, because they were able to help sever those mental emotional ties that they have with that cigarette, so that the change that they're going to make is going to be more permanent if we do it this way.
Do people, when you start saying that to them, do they get it?
Oh, most people, I would say 99% of the time the people say, oh, that's me, this is why I can't quit. Because mm-hmm. they've tried, most of these people have tried the patch, the gum, you just name it, they've tried everything.
Beautiful. Good. I know it works really well, because we do a lot of stop smoking programs around here. Let me ask you something else. I just thought about this, and I know it's a big challenge that a lot of new hypnotherapists or people who are just starting to book appointments on their own run into. So I'll just pop this one on you, unexpected here. The big question, and that is, do you guarantee your hypnosis sessions? How do you respond to that?
Well, we get lots of those questions every time. Do we guarantee? I said, no, we do not guarantee, because there's a human factor involved. It's, hypnosis is not a magic pill where we make you do something that you don't want to do. They have to want to quit. They have to want to make those changes. If they don't, there's nothing we can do to force them to do that. And, doctors don't guarantee. Lawyers do not guarantee. Therefore, we do not guarantee either.
How do they respond to that?
Well, most people will say, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So now you've got that information from them, and they've got information from you. How do you go for the close? How do you make that appointment?
Okay, this is what I usually do. And, remember this. We try not to do a hard close, because some people get very offended if you're too pushy. So what I will do is, at the end of it, I'll give them the cost of the sessions and everything, and then I'll say, would you like me to check and see what we have available on our calendar? I would love to get you scheduled in. If not, I'll be happy to send you some information.
So you're not just saying, let's make an appointment. You're asking them a question that they're probably going to say yes to, and that is, would you like to know about some times that are available? So you kind of ease them into
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Just kind of, it's a kind of a passive way of doing a close without them feeling like they're being pounced on.
Okay, beautiful. And so you get the appointment. Do you make just one appointment, or?
Usually when people are coming in for our program, since we do five path here, it's a systematic approach, and it usually requires anywhere from 4 to 6 sessions. I usually go ahead and ask them to book 5 appointments straight away.
Why do you do that?
There's a couple of reasons why we do that. First of all, one of the reasons is it's going to give us an idea whether this person is going to be committed to the process. Secondly, it's really nice to go ahead and do that ahead, so you've got your calendar scheduled and you're not going to have any conflicts. I usually tell them it'd be a really good idea for you to go ahead and schedule all your appointments, just because you can then get all the convenient time slots that you prefer, rather than wait till you come in, because I can't promise you that you're going to get those appointments that you want.
Okay. Beautiful. Now, some people, they might have to ask a spouse or check their schedule. How do you handle that?
Well, you know, we do have a lot of people that do that, and that's fine. I say, well, we can certainly pencil you in for right now. Give me a call back. When do you think you call me back? Within tomorrow? Give them, you know, at least a day or two. But don't just leave it hanging in there and then block off your schedule for that. Try and get a commitment of when they're going to give you a call back.
What about this? I have to think about it.
If they say they have to think about it, I said, that's just fine. I'd be happy to send you some brochures and some information so that you've got something to read and think about.
Does that work? Do people
call yes. Back? Oh, yes. Sending out a follow-up brochure and a letter is always, always very helpful, just because some people may not have the funds right now to come in and see you, and it may be something that they want to do in a few months from now, or, you know, when they get their income tax refund back. So, you know, I tell you what, the person that has a brochure in that person's kitchen is going to be the one that gets called when they do have the funds.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Will you kind of just wrap it up? We're running out of time already. I know this is just the tip of the iceberg, that you go into a lot more information and in the big class and on the business pack and all that kind of stuff. But just kind of wrap it up. Tell them what you really want them to remember from this little podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. But one of the messages I really want to get across to everyone that's listening is that, remember, when people call you, you know, especially about hypnosis, they have no idea what kind of questions to ask. So they're going to ask the standard 2 questions. And remember, do not answer those questions immediately, or you're going to lose that call. Secondly, engage them in conversation. It's very important you engage these people in conversation, because if you have competition where you live, they're going to be calling around, and so the person that engaged them or built some kind of a bond with them is the person that's going to get that potential client. And thirdly, you know, remember to be as sincere as possible and listen to what they have to say.
I've seen a few times when you've had to cover the receptionist desk because the receptionist wasn't in that day or whatever, and that person comes in for their appointment, And you say, oh, George, da-da-da, and you start talking to them, and they're so amazed that you remember them, and it really helps to build a rapport for the whole center.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the thing is making that connection. Remember that your relationship with that client begins with that phone call, not when they come in through that door. So if they already have a good feeling about you and your center before they even come in, you've got half the battle won.
Beautiful. Well, that's it. That's Maureen Banyan, my bride, the general manager and director of admissions for our school. She's a treasure chest full of information. She'll be at the NGH convention. She's also on our business startup kit and also one of our instructors in our certification training. So if you want to be at her talk at the NGH convention, make sure you register in advance. You give them a call at the NGH at 603-429-9438, or visit their website at www.ngh.net. So that wraps it up for this podcast. I hope you'll come back for more. I hope you'll visit our websites, where you'll learn all about the different trainings and products that we have. Hope to see you in class, NGH Hypnotherapy Certification Training with 5-Path and 7-Path, or our Week of Power at the NGH Convention or here at our center, offered once or twice a year. This year it's in October. contact me by writing to calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com, and you can give me your ideas, tips, or comments about our podcast. Or you can call our office at 714-258-8380. Again, that's 714-258-8380. Next time, we'll talk about something else that's vitally important, and I think we're going to have a very special guest in one of our next podcasts. So keep checking back. In the meantime, this is Cal Banion signing off. Good night. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.